If you're considering launching your podcast, one of the questions that you might have is, well, what should my first episode be about? And to be honest with you, there's honestly no right or wrong way to have a first episode. There's no right or wrong way to do it. There's not a right or wrong way to podcast. But if you know me and if you've listened to this show at all, then you know that I am all about strategy, especially if you were building a podcast alongside your business, which is what I help you do. So that's what we're going to dive into today. And I'm going to give you all of the strategy behind what exactly should go into your very first episode. Let's get to it. Hey mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is, and I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to Moms Who Podcast. I am overjoyed to bring you this episode because I have multiple clients who are launching a podcast in January or in 2024 period. So I am so excited to be able to get them this episode to listen to because I know when I launched my podcast, I really wasn't sure what I wanted my first episode to be, but I knew that there had to be some strategy behind it because I went into podcasting knowing that I wanted to build not only my audience, but I also wanted to sell my offers on my podcast. So I knew how important it was to have a first episode that really encapsulated everything that I wanted it to be. And so now I'm going to teach you that strategy and I'm so excited. And I have seen this done a few different ways. So I see podcasts all the time that, makes me cringe a little bit when they don't really have a first episode. Like it's just the content. Like they just dive right in with the content. And that is okay. Like there's no, like I said, there's no right or wrong way to do this, right? But you're just really missing the mark with connection with your audience when you do that. And again, if you're listening to this and you already have a podcast and you never did a first episode like I'm about to share with you, it's okay. Please do not think that you have to go back and record or go back and like add it in or anything like that. You know, you don't have to do that. But just know that, you know, having a first episode that really gives your audience that connection is like so incredible. And I'm going to tell you why it is so incredible and so important. And it's because people will find your podcast for years to come, okay? The content on your podcast episodes, they live forever. Now, obviously, if you stop paying your podcast host bill at some point, yeah, they might take it down. At some point, yeah, Apple might take it down. Spotify might take it down. But for the most part, if your podcast is still up on the platforms, like your content is going to live there forever. It's going to be there for years to come. So when people find your podcast, there's a couple things that happen, right? Some people will just dive right in from the latest episodes, right? They found you, they checked out like one of your latest episodes. They're hooked now, they followed you, they subscribed to your show. And now going forward, they're listening to all of your content, but they're not necessarily going to go back and binge, right? However, there's that other listener who is going to go back to the very first episode and they're going to like binge your content, right? They might even be doing both. They might be listening to your new episodes and they might be going back and listening to your old ones. So you just never know what episode somebody's going to click on, right? And when we talk about like, which this is another topic that I'm so excited to get into and talk about, but when we talk about like, okay, What are the pillars of your content? What are the pillars of your podcast? For example, let's say you have a podcast about business, about faith, and about motherhood, right? I have a student who has a podcast just like that with those pillars. And maybe some people follow her for the motherhood stuff. Maybe some people follow her and tune into the business stuff. Maybe some people tune into the faith side. So when people see your episodes, they're going to click on what they want to click on, period. Like, they might not be interested in every single episode on your feed, right? So you have to look at it that way too, that some people just might not click on certain episodes because they're not necessarily interested about that. You know, we live in a world where people are so focused on themselves and they are so like wanting instant gratification and instant satisfaction and instant results. And so if they're not currently going through it, or if it's not something that, you know, they're needing in their life or in their business, they're probably not going to tune in, right? A really great example of this is if you're listening to this episode, I can almost assure you that you probably haven't launched your podcast yet. You're probably in the planning stages. Maybe you're working with me, maybe not. Maybe you're just tuning into the show and you just want some value because you're going through this right now. You need this help. You need this strategy because you're going to launch your podcast, right? Now, if you've already launched your podcast and you're listening, now there's a great chance that maybe you're listening to this podcast episode and you already have a podcast launched and maybe you're thinking, okay, maybe I should, you know, do an episode like this. You can always do that, which we're going to get to. But yeah, people will click on whatever episode they want to click on, right? So they will click on whatever episode they want and they will go back to the very first episode. And that kind of sounds cringy, right? To go back and listen to your first episode, but it's true, they will. All right, and now that we talked about why building a connection with your audience in your very first episode is so important, and why I really strongly recommend that you don't just dive right into the content of your show, you know, right away in the very first episode, I'm going to share with you exactly what your first episode should include, okay? The first thing is that your first episode should tell us why you are equipped to teach or share what you're teaching or sharing about, okay? So what is your background with it? Whatever your show is about, what is your background with it? How did you get to where you are? Okay, we want to know the story. We want to know how you got to where you are. How are you in a place where you can be teaching about this topic or where you can be sharing about it, right? The next thing is your podcast episode, your very first podcast episode, should tell us who you are, right? Tell us about your family. Tell us some favorite things about you so that we can connect and give us a tiny peek into your life, right? So on both of my podcasts, this one and Mama Knows Business, in my first episodes, you know, you learned that I am a mom of 5 kids. I have 4 girls. I have a boy. I'm happily married. I love mermaids. I love reality TV shows. And I'm a huge water drinker. That's literally all I drink. I love Grey's Anatomy and 9-1-1 and The Resident. I'm so mad that that got canceled. And I'm a huge Chicago Fire fan, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. Love all those shows. So those were a few things that I shared about myself to connect, because maybe you're listening to this now and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a Chicago One fan too. And we bond over that, right? So don't be afraid to let us in just a little bit. And I'm not saying to give your entire life story. You don't have to share anything that you don't want to share, right? So please keep that in mind. Okay. Share what you want to share about, but tell us a little bit about who you are. Okay. And the next thing is, assuming your podcast is aligned with your business, tell us what you do and tell us what you sell. If nobody knows what you do and if nobody knows what you're selling, then we don't know. And if we don't know, we can't buy from you. We can't become a hot lead. We can't become interested because we just don't know. So do not be afraid to tell us what you do in the first episode. Tell us your services, your packages. You don't have to go in depth with like your pricing, but you can say, I offer this, I offer this, and just keep it simple, but also tell us like what you sell, right? What it is that you do in your online business. And then tell us why you decided to launch a podcast. You don't have to do this. You don't have to share this. Matter of fact, you don't have to do anything that I'm telling you in this episode, but it's fun to like share, okay, why was now the right time to start a podcast? Why do you feel that starting a podcast is the right move for your business? Share those feelings and those thoughts with your audience, because I guarantee you that those feelings resonate with your audience as well. Also, feel free to share why you named your podcast the name that you named it, right? If your podcast name isn't like crystal clear on what you do, you might want to share the reason behind the name. I know sometimes when I see, you know, business names or podcast names, I'm like, huh, I wonder how they came up with that. So don't be afraid to share that as well. Okay. And this next one is so fun. What can we expect from your podcast, right? So here you can tease upcoming episodes. You can tease some guests coming up. Tell us what we can expect. You know, what's the episode schedule? Are you releasing every single Monday? Now you don't have to say this because if it changes, then it just changes. But you know, you can share things like that every Wednesday, or Mondays are going to be about business. Thursdays are going to be about faith. Give us a little bit of more content on what we can expect from the podcast. All right. And then the last thing that I have for you is tell us where can we follow you? You know, tell us what you want us to do. It's very important that you're so specific, right? Do you want them to join your email list? Do you want them to visit your website? Do you want them to DM you on Instagram? Be really specific, okay? Tell them that the link is in the show notes, and obviously put those links in the show notes so that they can visit your website or, you know, DM you and follow you on Instagram. But definitely let us know exactly what to do after listening to the episode, all right? And then if you want more information on your first episode, and I know we didn't touch on this, but I highly recommend that you have a podcast trailer as well. So I'm going to share two other episodes that I think you should listen to, which is episode number 38. That is all about podcast trailers, why they're important, what should be included in them. And then episode 30 is the strategy behind launching with not only one, but three podcast episodes on your launch day. So these episodes go very hand in hand. And I hope you listened to them. I hope you loved this episode. I hope it was valuable for you. If you found value in this episode or in any episode in the past and you want to support the show, please leave a review. That is the only way that I know that you're loving the show. And that tells me that you're enjoying the show. So please leave a review. And if you know somebody who's starting a podcast, please send this episode to them. I'm sure they will appreciate it. And last but not least, if you are struggling with this or any of the things I mentioned in this episode, so your very first episode, a podcast trailer, your first three episodes, or just launching your podcast in general, friend, I am your girl. I would love to help you with this. Please head to my website at PamelaCrista.com and check out how we can work together. All that information is in the show notes as well. I hope you have a beautiful day. I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you in your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. Head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.